brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, I'm not saying that even 5% of the military is looting and robbing and raping in areas of South Texas right now, but we know in Louisiana that did happen on record. We've interviewed eyewitnesses that came out in the news. And even after the police chief came out and said we're confiscating everybody's guns, even in high and dry areas, the media said, no, that's not true. It's a conspiracy theory. And the police chief and the feds said, no, we really are. And they put the video out on the news. See, this is going on. They really are using the Army to confiscate guns with just a quiet announcement all over Illinois. No emergency happened there. This is a rogue government, period. Mike, anything else?
Also, the radio I heard yesterday, that this is atrocious. The first responders were calling people to say, hey, we don't have enough food and water for us. They were asking the public if they had any spare food or water to bring it to Tully Stadium over on the west side of Houston, because they didn't have enough food for the first responders. That tells me right there that's incompetence.
Well, it's not that. FEMA can't let any of the money actually go to real gear.
Okay. It's
got to all go into the no-bid contracts, $15 million per plastic tarp, and I'm not joking. It has to all go into offshore banks. See, FEMA, by design, cut the power, turned the police radios off. The police caught them hacking the police radios, the towers, the police at gunpoint, and the police have been on record saying this. They were ordered to disband. People asked why the New Orleans police left. FEMA ordered them out of the city and cut their radios off. And then the cops all tried to go to the police station. And they said, oh, look at the New Orleans cops. You know, 80% of them just walked off the job. FEMA cut their lines. That's admitted.
Yeah.
Same thing in Houston. So it's meant to have the local first responders break down. So then FEMA can say, oh, we screwed up. We need more funds, more power.
It's sick. It really is, you know. And our neighbors and I, we all got together last night and had an impromptu, basically, gathering. And this disaster, I think, is causing communities to get close together again, Alex. Everybody I'm talking to is trying to help each other. We're not talking about government officials. We're talking about neighbor on neighbor.
Well, no, that's what's going to do it. And that's why they shouldn't keep people out of there, because letting them back in lets them fix their lives, fix their homes. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Mike. Listen. It is not incompetence. It is done by design to set precedents. Roberto in New York, then others. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Real quick, I just wanted just to make a quick point. I went down to 9/11 and, about the military. I saw military police in American streets over there when I was protesting for 9/11 Truth. It was just mind-boggling. I asked them where Posse Comitatus is, and, they just kind of smirked at me and kept walking.
Yeah, it's real funny. They think they have power. Hey, roll your sleeves up, boys. Uncle Sam's got something real good for you.
Yeah. But anyways, listen, it's really not too much about the economy, but it is, because I do pay Social Security every time. You know, I work for my check. I called you about a week ago about everything was going on.
Yeah, more than half of Americans think their refund checks are free, and they don't even think they pay taxes. They don't know it's taken out of their check.
Yeah, well, but the point I wanted to get to is that, I called you a week ago about the Crohn's disease, and I went into Medicaid trying to get, because, I got too sick, I lost my job, I couldn't work. So I went to Medicaid to try to get, temporary assistance. And they come up to me, I get like 5 forms of ID, right? They come up to me, I was respectful, I did everything I had to do.
Uh-huh.
I filled all the forms out. Then, they told me that I would be able to get it because the medication for Crohn's disease is about $400 a bottle. So I did everything I had to do. And then
Remicade? Or were they giving you corticotropic steroids?
It's called Pentasa and Enacort. One of them is a steroid of sorts. So I go into there, and they tell me that they lead me into a room and tell me that I have to give a digital fingerprint analysis on this little machine in order to get it. And I told them,
stay there. I want to hear more about it. Of course, they hit you and hit you hard with those vaccines mommy gave you. Sorry, they soft killed you, but you'll make it. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Crohn's disease didn't exist until the 50s. Now it's exploded thousands and thousands of percentile every decade. There are hundreds of major medical institutional studies, this is the main line, where they find viral infections from vaccines in the intestines. The body then has an autoimmune response, just like there are hundreds of major studies confirming that vaccines are causing inflammation in tissues, in organs, and in glands, and really cause problems for the pancreas. And so it doesn't matter if you never had diabetes in your family. It doesn't matter if you exercise. It doesn't matter how healthy you are. You're going to get it because you've had your shots. Because the government is run by eugenicists. But hey, you can laugh and giggle about that, folks. I'm just trying to warn you. I burn with a desire to warn people, somehow shake you out of your slumber. You think you're a jail guard? You think the system will tell you not to give your kids shots? You think you're a cop? You think you're a CIA officer? You're going to get a warning? You're not going to get a warning. Let's say you're some FBI agent who's got a hemophiliac child who's dying of HIV and hepatitis from factor VIII from Bayer. Did you get a warning? No, but chances are you're just going to rationalize and take your kid and plant them in a field when they die and cry and boo-hoo and have a preacher there when you bury them because you love the system and you're going to go down with it, even if it kills your children. Going back to Roberto in New York. Okay. So you got five forms of ID, They want to register you in this biometric system to, quote, get your federal assistance for, you know, quote, treatment. Go ahead.
So, okay, yeah, so they try to get me to take the finger image. I tell them absolutely not, and I told them I'd rather be sick instead of do that and compromise my integrity as a human being. So I told them, you know, you can keep your thumb scan, and I left. And then I called the Social Security office in New York and actually got a recorded statement, you know, because they didn't know I was recording it, that I put up on YouTube where I was telling them, you know, look, this is violating my constitutional rights. And the guy talking to me, he's pretty much like, well, it's for your own safety to protect.
It violates the Privacy Act. It violates federal law.
Yeah.
But again, federal law only exists for slaves.
Exactly. And it's you know, so I got a recorded statement. It's under forced thumb scanning / Medicaid on YouTube if anyone wants to hear it. And I'm telling them, look, why don't you stick up for your civil liberties? This is going to affect you, too. One day you're going to have to walk into the DMV and get a, you know, iris scan for a driver's license if this keeps up. And he's just laughing, you know, kind of, you know, taking it like a joke. And, you know, I just want to make a call out to everybody and tell them, look, people have to stick up for their civil liberties. They can't lose their Fourth Amendment, their Second Amendment, any amendments, because, you know, this is all going to get put in place just to oppress us, and I'm sick of it, you know. So, I mean, that's, you know, I just
well, God
to
bless you, my friend.
It.
Listen, I know it's so expensive and not having a job, it's hard to do. Try not eating anything but Whole Foods, you know, and I don't mean the company Whole Foods. I mean things that are organic, because clearly GMO then further causes autoimmune responses. There's a lot of studies showing it triggers the viral scarring that people have in their intestines, caused by particularly the measles, mumps, and rubella shots especially in the 60s and 70s and 80s, were live. And there's some other shots that had live virus in them. But even the dead virus, the DNA is impregnating the gut. See, the gut is meant to absorb and accept a lot of different viruses and bacteria. And it gets very complex, but that's part of your body's front line of defense, is having that wide diversity and also breaking down food. But then when you have a bioweapon introduced into you, it can find a place to live in your stomach, in your intestine, upper and lower intestine, large and small intestine. And that's all the actual medical reports, so you can look that up yourself. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to hear you're going through so much. Roberto, I would tell you, you see, I went and got arrested refusing the thumb scan in 1997. And I said, we've got to stop this going in. It's a national ID card. Here's the executive orders. I said, it's going to be in gyms. It's going to be in tanning salons. Public schools are going to put it in for kids to get their school lunches. About a year later, it started. I was reading federal documents. They're going to use this for a global sales tax, track everywhere you go, even if you have cash. You're going to have to thumbprint and face scan to do it. They will turn off your scan if you can't even use cash. Anyone who takes cash from you outside the system will be arrested, basically permanently detained. I mean, this is the running man. But now that it's in place, why should patriots drive around without driver's license and without their slave cards and go to the prisons and end up in their system? Because we're coming towards a point where you won't come out. And then the argument is, well, we got to do this to stop the illegal aliens. They're all above the law. I've been at the hospital. No ID, no nothing. They just go to the front of the line. It's a federal mandate. It's only for us, the citizens. But I would tell you, you know, you might as well just go ahead and thumb scan, sir. Every state's already doing it. You know, all the time, not all the time, maybe, I don't know, a whole bunch of times, people walk up to me at a grocery store or at church or the mall or the street and say, I saw your TV show. You're a liar. There ain't no thumbprint to get a driver's license. I saw you getting arrested in there. That's fake. I went in there and there wasn't none of that in there. And I go, you don't remember putting your finger on a black box with a red light? I remember that. But there weren't no print. I go, well, that's a inkless print, sir. It's a scan. Man, you fool a lot of people, buddy. She don't fool me. I mean, literally, and you're just like, okay, whatever. You're a liar about goats are part spider. Ain't no such thing. I see right through you, liar. Vaccines aren't bad. You're a liar. It's always somebody like that. I'm just like, okay. And it's always like a big guy, but it's always the same soft 6'4" wimp type who thinks he's tough wearing a UT shirt, and he'll just kind of be like, look, it's Alex Jones. You look at him, he's a liar. Liar. Okay, I'm lying to you then, pal. That's what it takes in your weak little mind, your weak little world. Don't worry, you're going to get everything you want. Frank in Mississippi, you're on the air. Welcome. Frank dropped. I get my list confused here. Who's up next? Steve in Chicago? And then Ben and Jerry and Sherry. Frank, who's up? Steve in Chicago. Go ahead.
Alex, I enjoy your show, but there are a couple of points I take issue with you. Number one, you were talking about some kind of racial bias. I said, did you see yesterday's New York Times? We're in there. There was an article about registering of voters who are ex-felons or felons. And it said there, I'm going to quote it, last month, Obama campaign workers took down a sign at their headquarters in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, that said felons can vote because it might have sent the wrong message. Now, I called you before and talked to you about 65 soldiers were killed from Memorial Day to Labor Day, while 123 Chicagoans were murdered for that same amount of time. Now, you're telling me there isn't any relationship between Obama and crime.
No. There were twice as many murders in Chicago in the same period for dead U.S. troops in Iraq. So it's twice as bad as you're saying.
Right. And the situation is that you can see the direct link because they're recruiting these people, and that's a New York Times article. The second thing, you keep talking about this Randy Scheuerman of the Project New Century, New American Century, that he caused the war in Georgia. Did you say that, or was it the advisor Wood?
No, we posted articles about the fact that McCain's, one of his advisors, is on the payroll of the Georgian government, but it's a lot bigger than that. Our criminal government's been funding them for about 8 years.
Okay, well, I got two articles. One was a Financial Times Deutschland, and it's quoting the Svenska Dagbladet. That's a Swedish daily newspaper. And it's talking about that new eavesdropping law that they passed in Sweden was to monitor the emails from Russia. 80% of the emails from Russia go through the Telia, T-E-L-I-A, Sonera, S-O-N-E-R, Swedish switching point. And so that's the reason why they had that. And from that...
Oh, the government told you so?
No, this is out of the Svenska Dagbladet.
Listen, I got some serious issues here with you. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, there's a lot of... Hold on a minute. A lot of people built straw men here with this show. And by that, I'm not saying that Chicago is on a crime-infested hellhole of gun confiscation for decades because it's run by the son of a mob boss who is a mob boss himself, Mayor Daley. And I just talked last hour about how they're now confiscating guns all over the state, harassing gun owners, using the army. And so wherever you have crime bosses ruling, they want disarmed slaves. And the Chicago police have been known to be criminal for 100 years. I mean, that's public knowledge. So I don't, and they even shake down local businesses. They are the mob. From the days of Al Capone and before. And, of course, he's big city corruption. You're not getting it. I'm saying there isn't a lesser of two evils. They're both puppets. None of them will ever run anything. Barack Obama and John McCain are guys at the back of the bus. I want you to look at who's driving the bus instead of having this debate about these two puppets.
But the situation is he doesn't have street gangsterism to have committed heinous crimes, fiendish criminals, the evilest of evil, supporting him for his candidacy. That's the difference. Both of them are world order, new world order candidates. But who's got the street gangsters and the muscle to back it up? It's Obama.
Well, they're all going to be hurt real bad in the Great Depression. All the gangster Mac Daddyism is going to go by the wayside real fast. All right, I appreciate your call. I just can't. It doesn't matter. Sarah Palin, none of them. They run nothing. They are nothing. And until we start realizing that and realize these are just puppets, we're going to keep failing.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents featuring counter assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That last guy's a classic good old boy. He means well, but he always calls in telling us how Obama has real power and basically flaps around like a vampire bat at night, going to suck our blood. Just picture Barack Obama's head with two little bat wings. The guy runs nothing, is nothing. He's meant to make the public think there's change coming, that they've actually got power through the corrupt system instead of power by exposing the system for what it is. And that's the whole point here. They don't want you talking about how they are repossessing the whole country, bankrupting it, and paying off all their debts in our names, the private banks. They want us discussing Sarah Palin and Barack Obama. These two candidates were cut out of whole cloth to sell the public on being suckered back into discussing this new soap opera. Meanwhile, for those that are not aware of the situation, huge things are happening. Lehman Brothers, burdened by over $60 billion in soured real estate holdings, it's more than that. It's all the junk investments they've sold that people aren't buying now. It's bundling those. Not just bad real estate holdings. That's a small part of it. Filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition in U.S. bankruptcy court after attempts to rescue the 158-year-old firm failed. Bank of America Corporation said it is snapping up Merrill Lynch and Company for $50 billion all-stock transaction. Merrill Lynch, before, was worth a lot more than that. That's pennies on the dollar. And the demise of the independent Wall Street institutions came as a shockwave from a 14-month-old credit crisis roiled the U.S. financial system 6 months after the collapse of Bear Stearns. And they always say, this is the end. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. They know full well where this leads. They just got to make you think everything's okay, and the public likes to rationalize. They like to procrastinate. They like to be lied to, and they say, okay, everything's fine. So you don't get politically involved so they can fully implode things. See, you've got to pay for all this. And you're always thinking, well, I'll just pass it on to my kids. It's not going to be passed on to your children. You understand? You understand? You understand that? So you can run around and go to church and hear your preacher talk about how Jesus is about to appear and lead us to war with the Arabs. You haven't read Revelations, or you'd know that's what the Antichrist does. Doesn't matter. You're not going to find all that out. You're just going to go to church and worship Sarah Palin, and the liberals are going to go to their black churches and worship Barack Obama and just be suckers again. And the cops are going to be on their power trips. And the financial advisors are going to keep suckering their people. But people are going to remember the seeds we planted and the information we put out and the facts we covered. And then as people see what we have predicted, what we have laid out unfolded, they will remember. And in that is our hope. Okay, let's talk to Ben in Virginia, then Jerry, Sherry, Eric, Erica, and Karen. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Alex, I just had a couple of things. You keep saying get ready for a victory. Well, we had one on Thursday. We had the most people show up in New York at any other event I've ever seen. We had over 3,000 people there. We were marching through the streets. It seemed more like a police escort than it was a babysitting service. And I even saw some police chanting along with us. I think we're having a huge effect, and we're turning the tide. So that's one thing I wanted to bring up. And
Well, hold on a minute. Did you get any video of the police chanting along with you?
I know other people have. I'm not sure if they've uploaded it yet because they're just getting back. I mean, we had a lot of people from Minnesota. We had a lot of people from all over the country. So
yeah, I'm told sure they got a lot bigger later in the afternoon on September 11th.
Oh, it was huge. We had people who had no association with We Are Change start marching along with us. We grew as we walked. It was enormous. I was so impressed.
Well done.
Also, I wanted to bring up another thing. Do you know about General Michael Aquino from the NSA?
Yes.
That's the easiest target. That's the perfect example of what we're dealing with, because this guy is so sick. He's the
grand commander of the International Order of the Temple of Set.
Absolutely. Yeah, this guy is the biggest sicko. I'm just so surprised that people like him are allowed to keep their jobs, and there isn't a public outcry for their jobs and for them to go to jail. I can't believe it. You know, this is the guy who we have police records on. He could be taken down and put in jail at any time, and yet it's not done. We really need to highlight.
But the Brotherhood is the police. What's wrong with Satan? That's their loving master. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. The transmission continues.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody
by knows. Way of deception.
Everybody knows that.
That's what this criminal government's about. Everybody it's here to extract as much wealth and labor out of us, the cattle, they can. And then when their new robotic factories, robotic aircraft, drones, the elites say very soon they won't need us anymore. We are a liability. We're to be retired. They see us as lower than a bovine animal, a cow, standing out in the field. And everybody that they have killed, they see as subhuman. And of course, humans are always slovenly and dumbed down to some extent, but we have an elite that's done everything they can to distract and divert the population so they're more easily managed and controlled. We're going to now really start rushing through your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to, before this hour ends, go through a big stack of the latest financial news that has come into me. Also, don't forget, you can see all of my films in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Get a membership there with thousands of pieces of media, hundreds and hundreds of TV shows I've done, hundreds and hundreds of radio shows, the fourth hour live video feed in studio. It's also archived. Extras to all my films that aren't even on the DVDs, like Endgame 1.5, which is hour and a half, or is it 2 hours of extra footage and stuff from the film. It's all up there at prisonplanet.tv. Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies, prisonplanet.tv. Remember, the public is now ready to be awakened. They are now ready to face the facts, and now is the time to get DVDs at Infowars.com. That's the best way to get them, to have them in the highest quality, to make copies, to give those to your friends, family, neighbors, community, to air them on Access TV. I salute all of you that have gotten the films and made copies. Don't count on others to do it. Do it again. We are reaping a giant harvest in the info war. We are unlocking minds like never before. Imagine. People go through life, and especially the last few generations, never knowing the truth, never knowing how things really work, never knowing the Federal Reserve's private, never knowing vaccines are deadly poison, never knowing all of this. And they're beginning to panic. They're beginning to really get upset, the technocrats, the social engineers, the great architects of this doom. They are beginning to realize their doom is awaiting them, that hell awaits them. They've dug a pit for us. They have planned to be the destroyers, but they will only destroy themselves. Now is the time to work like you've never worked in the fields out there, to unlock the minds of men and women everywhere. So please get Fabled Enemies on DVD. Covers the intelligence networks, the operations, how continuity of government, COG, black ops carried out the attacks. Truth Rising covers the truth movement and Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and George Carlin and Martin Sheen and Michael Moore and Amy Goodman all talking about inside job and bombs in the buildings. And then the other side, the Barack Obamas, the John McCain's being confronted, the Bill Clintons. I mean, it's just an incredible film. Truth Rising needs to be seen. It won't be unless you make it destiny, unless you get it and make copies and have showings of it, get it out to people. So Infowars.com to get my films and or the books and videos, other books and videos we carry, the best titles out there on the secure online video and bookstore. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Make no mistake, if we don't warn people about the FEMA camps, if we don't warn the general population about how the military is training to take our guns, break up our families, and put us in camps on video, and we have the documents, if we don't ring the alarm bells, they will succeed. This is the slow slide now hastening, now coming to a gallop and soon a full rushing drive towards war and increased tyranny. I mean, the government didn't go for broke and start breaking all laws for no reason in the last 15 years, spending tens of billions a year to buy off reporters and put on fake newscasts. I mean, that's admitted. People say something this big would be exposed. It has been. The criminal government didn't go for broke and decide to put cancer viruses in vaccines, now killing one in three. Instead of 1 in 33, the old cancer rate. They didn't decide to, and knowingly, and they knew this 50 years ago, to give people diabetes by attacking their pancreas with the vaccines. They didn't decide to sterilize 500,000+ American women and whole Indian tribes. They didn't decide to do that for no reason, to give up or back off. And so you can hope it's going to go away, but it isn't going to go away until you get angry and get fired up and get focused and get informed. And to decide to not care if your cowardly, stupid neighbors laugh at you, or if your boss does, or your employees do, but to give them the facts, to give them the information, and let them know they're in great peril. But the good news is, we always knew this. As things get worse and worse, a lot of people heard us warn them in the past and laugh. They're not laughing now. They're not laughing. A lot of cops out there have got a brother or sister or a child of theirs who was just fine running around the house till they got that third round of shots. Now they're in the corner crapping their pants. That'll wake you up real fast. I'd much rather not have that happen and had people wake up to the facts and the studies. But you know what? We go on the air a year plus ago and said the HPV is killing women in the trials. It's causing them to have all these horrible autoimmune problems. And then a year later, people are dropping dead left and right. And what's the BBC do? They come out with a big article. Steve Watson wrote a story about this at Infowars.net saying, oh, there's internet rumors like the Hadron Super Collider was going to destroy the Earth last week. We didn't say that. We said top scientists and physicists say it has the potential to create thermal nuclear explosions, antimatter reactions, strangeless neutral particles that could silently fall to the center of the Earth and then begin building 40-something years later, destroying the planet. You know, people with 1900 technology, that's when the equations were done by Max Planck and others, designed the A-bomb 100 years ago. And now they're doing things even more dangerous. And all we're saying, it should be investigated. Environmental assessment should be done. But no. The environmental assessment's only on what you exhale. That's a toxic waste. We're going to tax you. We're going to run uranium and plutonium together at high speeds fired through particle beams. We're going to do whatever we want, whenever we want. And now they come out and say, oh, and also there's all this disinfo about vaccines. People aren't taking the vaccines anymore. They're not listening to the government. Well, whatever you think about vaccines, it's a fact that in England and the United States and Australia and New Zealand, we all have the same vaccine, same color of law garbage. There's no law to take shots. But the media says it's the law, you've got to take them. And thousands of children show up under color of law every year at individual facilities, millions total, with police dogs barking for intimidation. This is on national news, to be shot up thinking it's the law. That's a criminal rogue government. Think about that. They lie and say it's the law when it's not. Think about the hoaxes. All right, I'm going to shut up and take your calls. Ben in Virginia, you're on the air. So we just went to Ben. Okay, Jerry in California, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. We love your show out here. And I do have to take issue with you on three or four points. I've been listening for years. Can't get enough of your DVDs or any of your
material. That's fine, brother. We love you, too. You don't have to preface that. I do a lot of stuff that's wrong. Tell me how I'm wrong.
Okay. First of all, we're in a world war. And to fight a world war, you're going to need massive funds. And we need a plan somehow. If we put our heads together, you've got a massive army out there, info warriors, and we need a plan somehow to perform some kind of organization, I would think, instead of everybody running around like chickens with their heads cut off. You know, we've got massive numbers. There's got to be some way by God or the will of God or somebody that we can organize each other and get some kind of organization going on, because I've been listening to your show for a lot of years. And the alarm bell is rung. I mean, you've rung the alarm, and you're ringing it every day, and we all hear it, and you speak
but
with
we
a
do
loud
not,
voice.
Let me stop you. We do not all hear it. I'm only on 60-something AM and FM stations, most of them little bitty, but they're great. I'm on shortwave and the Internet, and we have reached tens of millions of people, but that's not true. That's the alarm bell. Imagine we're here in a giant fortress with a huge enemy attacking the gates, and my voice only goes as far as it goes, so I yell. And I yell about 100 yards down to you, and I need you to yell to the next person 100 yards down to wake the guards all around the palace. Or imagine watchtowers along the edge of a mountain to warn a city, you know, that's 100 miles away. Every 10 miles, there's a watchtower on the hill. I've lit my watchtower, and folks have lit a couple other watchtowers, but we need to light more watchtowers. The public doesn't even know the Federal Reserve's private. Now I understand you're saying we'll never wake up everybody. But actually, like Ceausescu in Romania or other places, if we fully discredit this government and show people just how outrageous its crimes are and its lying and its criminal activities, then if the public doesn't support them, their system will fall apart. But the public does. Let me explain how this works, and I'll let you finish. They staged some terror attacks in the early 90s, mid-90s. Claim that patriot groups, anti-UN groups, anti-New World Order groups do it. Hype that up. That was to demonize patriots to the police. Then to sell the general public on giving up their rights and having a domestic Stasi and a control grid. The criminal government stages a huge terror attack on 9/11 to sell the public on acquiescing control and total federalization and having NORTHCOM take over all the federal agencies through Homeland Security. Military runs your local police departments, everything. They just have plainclothes liaison officers. Major media. There's only a few pockets they don't control. They're trying to consolidate fast. This is a race, ladies and gentlemen. And now they've rolled out that it's Al-Qaeda. So the average good old boy is sitting around in his house right now going, yeah, Bush ain't perfect, but he's fighting Al-Qaeda. We got to give up all our rights and not have any Fourth Amendment or Al-Qaeda is going to hit us again. And then they switch over to, okay, now Al-Qaeda's blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and gun owners are associated with Al-Qaeda. And so now that they got everybody, not everybody, but a large portion to accept it, now they're saying it's blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. There's tens of thousands of them. They're everywhere. All crime is terrorism. And so they're now shifting into that phase. And we've got to discredit them like our lives depend on it. Military and police have got to say no to these unlawful orders. Police have got to talk after they're called into these meeting rooms and brainwashed. About you've got to meet privately and talk. And don't the feds have got spies in your departments. I mean, this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. These people are hardcore killers. And I don't just mean killing 3,000 on 9/11. That's nothing compared to, again, a million-plus ampules of factor eight killing every single person that was given it by Bayer. They do this stuff on purpose. They like it. And every one of us, they're going to use the military, they're going to use the police, they're going to use all of us. We are all going to be losers if we don't say no to this. But we haven't finished our work on waking people up. Instead, most people in our movement, I'd say about half of them, spend their time setting up a group saying, we're the national organization, follow us, forward. Or, you know, this group will have the secret plan to take everything back and a silver bullet. The silver bullet is a mass awakening. The silver bullet is individuals being leaders and starting their own smaller organizations that are active and become larger that can't be stopped. I mean, I've had a million people tell me, you've got to organize a march on Washington and that will show them. Let's say we had a million-person peaceful march. They would ignore it in the media or they would demonize it. They just hire the Ku Klux Klan to show up and be part of the rally. And say, look, the Klan had a million people rally, basically, is what they do. They show some toothless Klan feds, you know, with some ne'er-do-wells following them that didn't know they're handled by feds, provocateurs, patsies, up front. They do something like that, or they'd have a car bomb go off for some mentally ill 19-year-old kid who just got out of a mental institution with a federal handler, would throw a Molotov cocktail at cops. Then they'd grab me and say that I was the commander of it. They just did that up at the RNC to the innocent news people. But let's say we had 10 million march on Washington and we took Washington. They just detonate a neutron bomb. They'd say Al-Qaeda did it. It would kill the Congress, kill the 10 million people that marched up there. Then they declare martial law, but they can't stop you taking over your county, taking over your city, getting involved in politics, saying no, educating people at the grassroots. There's no way to attack that. No way to stop that. No way for them to deal with that. You understand? There is no way if they try to march on the people and take a few cities first to FEMA camps, and then the public resists that in an asymmetrical way, physically or even nonviolently, there is nothing they can do. You know what a group of riot cops would do going and rounding people up if one person engaged them that knew how to use a firearm? They would run for the hills and regroup and then get mad and go burn down some neighborhoods just to act tough. Okay? They are cowards. They are nothing. They can do nothing. We don't want a war, though, with these cowardly people. We want to deprogram them so they can be real men and women. We want to have them join the battle for the Republic. We don't want wars. We don't want physical confrontation, but it doesn't matter. They're going to draw first blood. They're going to keep pushing, and it's going to start. Just like in 1775, or if you want to use a Hollywood example, just like V for Vendetta, when they shoot the little girl in the back, the domino is going to get flicked, and then it's going to be hell on earth. But the globalists may activate the Metula Raza brigades first to burn down the country. They don't care about burning the country down, brother. They want to bring in a breakdown of society so they can then bring in their national security apparatus. NORTHCOM's going to sit back in their bunkers and let the patriots chew up the local police departments. We don't want that. Then they'll bring in the I-4 International Force. Anything else?
Yeah, Alex. We're already in a world war, whether we choose to accept it or not. Whether we want a war or not is irrelevant, I think, don't you?
I don't know what that means. Listen, here's the deal. People talk about these big, glistening national organizations. You don't understand, sir, the attack pattern here, okay? The attack pattern is grassroots. That will bring them down.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Okay. We're talking to Jerry in California, aren't we? Okay, Jerry. Instead of me arguing with you, what is your point?
Alex, I only disagreed with you on 3 or 4 points. I agree with most of the things you say. However, you've got a lot of friends in the military, ex-colonels, ex-generals, ex-admirals. I wonder if they would have any advice for us if there be any chance of us having any kind of even legal or any kind of military legal leadership as far as fighting a world war. I don't know the first thing about war, but I know that...
World war? What are you talking about?
Well, in a war like this, we're in a war, Alex, whether we want it or not.
Well, the government is criminal and illegitimate and is waging war on us. Let me just stop you. I don't know a lot of generals and colonels and admirals. I know some. The point is, you see Fox Fallon saying he's not going to be part of stuff and stepping down. You see all these generals quitting and leaving, and they're not even angels. They just don't want to be part of the criminality or part of attacking our own ships and blaming it on Iran. That's why he really left. So, that's the bottom line there, is that that's good. That's probably what stopped the Iran attack so far. And so, again, that's education.
Jumping ship?
I don't really understand you. Can you speak up?
Yeah. If all the good generals and all the good admirals jump ship, that leaves all the bad ones to run the show. Why don't we enlist the good ones to help us to organize...
Okay, well, you say some legal way of removing the criminal government. The criminal government doesn't care about legal. They have dumbed down people that like to act tough, that watch G.I. Joe when they're growing up, that shove women around now, that wear black uniforms, and festoon their helmets with skulls. Go ahead.
Why are we always quoting law to claim how we can fight the New World Order?
No, I'm not. You just said, sir, you just said, is there some legal way?
Yeah, in other words, a lawful way for military men with the experience and the skill to know how to tell us what to do to fight these guys.
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate your call. There's a lot of people, and I'm not saying you're doing this, who always call for violence. Or who say, you need to go start a war, Alex. You need to start shooting. But then they themselves never start shooting. And I've seen so many of these guys get busted, get killed, go to prison. And then they just can't believe it when they go to prison. Or they can't believe it when they get shot. And they just suddenly say, I never called for that. I never wanted that when they did. We are a bankrupt country. Our problem isn't just the criminal elite. We are a slovenly, dumbed-down, arrogant, know-it-all, baby-killing nation. I mean, imagine if the government lined up 50 million people and killed them. Well, we did that with abortion. And people lie and rationalize and say they're not people, they're not humans. But now we euthanize our old people. It's going on everywhere. The public just isn't aware of it because they're idiots, uninformed fools. And now the public's being euthanized and being sterilized with the GMO foods and the vaccines and the sprays and the drugs in the water. I mean, you don't think what comes around goes around? You reap what you sow? What's good for the goose, good for the gander? You really think we're going to kill our old people and kill our new unborn? The daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born? We send our sons and daughters to foreign shores, fighting other people's wars. We send our daughters to doctors, so their children won't be born.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.